Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
.10-20 here in the Lehigh Valley, and the Iron Pigs are victorious as they defeat Indianapolis by a final score of 10-6. They are now 31-14 on the year and have won 5 games in a row. Welcome to the post-game show. I'm Sam Mines here with you, and the Pigs find another way to do it tonight. It was not a hot start to the game for the Pigs, but they managed to keep themselves into it. And they just kept plugging away and plugging away, and eventually they found themselves on top and as winners, as they most often do. And with the win tonight, the Pigs have now clinched and secured another series win, and that will be 7 consecutive series wins for the Iron Pigs. So they stay hot. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. We've already had the big matchup of them and Buffalo, who were tied at first place at the time, and the Pigs swept them out of town. And now they had the big showdown between the Pigs and the Indianapolis Indians, who are coming in as one of the hottest teams in the IL. And the Pigs are one win away from sweeping them out of town as well. You just can't stop these Pigs right now. In fact, the Pigs hit in 8 innings. They scored in 6 of them. 6 of them. Meanwhile, on the flip side, the Pigs' pitching stopped Indianapolis from scoring from the third inning on. Well, from the fourth inning on, really. They scored their last 2 runs in the second inning. So the Pigs just find ways to continue to stay sharp. And they stay consistent and confident and level-headed as the game goes on. In fact, this game, there was no surprise at all when the Pigs came back and took a lead. And you're going to hear all the highlights and the happy recap coming up momentarily. But for the Pigs, it's just everyday business now. They're good enough. They know it. There's far, far more talent than is necessary for the Pigs to keep doing this. But, and by that I mean that, you know, you could take half this team away, and I still think the Pigs would be able to do it. And so the fact that they have as much talent as they have makes it even less surprising that they're able to do what they do on a nightly basis. All right, let's take a look at the highlights. And it started in the top of the first. It was a wild first 4 innings out at Coca-Cola Park before the Pigs eventually would take the lead and run away with it for good. But Mark Appel started on the mound, but it did not start good for Mr. Appel. He was sporting a new mustache out there, but it did not seem to help out his pitching much. He walked Christopher Bostic to start off the game. He then walked Austin Meadows, and then Max Moroff greeted him rudely with a 2-run double.
Runner's lead. Pitch is swung on and ripped down the left field line. That ball's going to drop in. Hops right in front of the warning track, and one bounces into that wall and left. 2 runs are going to score easily as Moroff cruises in the second with a 2-run double. And it's 2-0 Indians with nobody out here in the top of the first inning.
It would get worse from there for Appel, because after getting Jason Rogers to pop out, Elias Diaz would then hit a base hit, and then Phil Gosselin would make it 3 in the inning with a ground out.
And here's the pitch. It swung on a ground ball to third, slowly hit. The only play for Featherston is to first. A run's going to score as his throw is in time to get Gosselin.
Appel would get out of the inning by getting Eric Wood to ground out, but the Pigs found themselves down 3 runs before they even came up to the bat. However, this is a very, very resilient bunch, and Roman Quinn got the Pigs started in the right direction in the bottom of the first inning as he let it off.
Pitch swung on, hit in the air, left field. Moroff is back at the track. That's Barnes. He leaps. That ball is gone. Forget about it. Into the bullpen. The medicine man has his first home run at Coca-Cola Park, his 2nd of the year, and the Pigs get one right back. First batter of the game, Roman Quinn.
That was a tone setter. Despite the fact that the Pigs would not get another run in that inning, that was a tone setter for the Iron Pigs and for Indianapolis, because despite jumping out to a 3-0 lead in the top of the first inning, Roman Quinn quickly made it 3-1 in kind of that, we're still here and we haven't even come out. We haven't even recorded an out yet. And now all of a sudden it's 3-1. In the top of the second inning, however, Chris Bostic would come up with nobody on and two out. And right before he does what he does in this highlight, Bostic popped up towards the foul line, and Featherston had a chance to catch it, but the camera well got in his way. And so on the very next pitch, Bostic would make it 4-1.
Into the back of the bullpen, what a bomb for Bostic. So without the camera, the inning's over. With the camera, it's now 4-1 on a loud bomb in the fourth home run of the year by the leadoff man, Bostic.
Indians would get nothing else in that inning. And then, to lead off the top of the second inning, Rhys Hoskins copied what Roman Quinn did.
Center field, very deep. Back is Meadows by the track, by the wall. Forget about it, it's out of here. Another Reese's piece for Hoskins.
And yet another tone-setting hit for the Pigs, who were down 3 runs in the first, quickly made it 2, were down 3 runs in the second, quickly made it 2 again. But things would continue to get ugly for Mark Appel and the Iron Pigs in the top of the third inning. After Jason Rogers singled, there was 2 outs following a Moroff and Elias Diaz fly out, but Phil Gosselin walked. And then Eric Wood walked. And then Barrett Barnes would walk in a run.
Again, the 3-2. And the pitch is high ball 4. And India's taking a 5-2 lead on the bases loaded walk.
And then Drew Hutchinson would walk in a run.
Here's the pitch. And it is ball 4 inside. 6-2 India on the bases loaded free pass.
And that would spell the end for Mark Appel before Christopher Bostic would go down on strikes to end the inning. In the bottom of the third inning, however, the Pigs continued to stick around in this one. Roman Quinn got a 1-out single. He then reached second base on an error on the pitcher as he threw. He reached third, actually, as he reached on an error on the pitcher who threw the ball into right field. And then J.P. Crawford would drive him in on a ground out.
Here's the 3-1. Pitch swung on and grounded sharply at first. It will score a run. Rogers has it. He will field and take it to first himself. Quinn plates, and the Pigs trail now 6-3 on the RBI ground out for Crawford.
No matter what Indianapolis tried to do, the Pigs just kept sticking around and sticking around. And then eventually, in the bottom of the fourth inning, after Jason Rogers in the top half of the inning grounded into a double play with a runner on and one out, the Pigs would get all the way back. It would start with a Rhys Hoskins hit by pitch. Featherston would strike out. Logan Moore would walk. But Nick Williams would come up as the pinch hitter in the bottom of the fourth with the turning point of the game.
2-1. Swung on. Cracked in the air out to deep left field. Barnes goes back. He's still going back, and this ball is gone. Williams ties it up. Pinch hitting here in the fourth inning. We're tied at 6.
No one hotter in the game right now than Nick Williams, who was tearing it up in Syracuse over the weekend. A go-ahead home run in the top of the 10th inning in Game 2 of that series. A home run off of Joe Nathan to make it 3-2, or 3-3, I believe it was, in the top of the 9th inning in the third game of that series. And now Nick Williams with the huge 3-run home run to bring the Pigs level with the Indians at 6 apiece. And at this point, the Indianapolis Indians really have to be thinking, what the heck can we do to beat this Pigs team? Well, not a whole lot of it. Because the Pigs would come back, and they would not look back after that. In fact, after that third inning, I told you about the double play that Jason Rogers hit into. Eric Wood would draw a 2-out walk in the top half of the fifth, but Barrett Barnes would strike out. And then, in the top half of the sixth, 2 ground outs and a pop out would go 1-2-3 for the Indians. And then the Pigs, they would take the lead for good. And it would begin in the sixth inning with a Rhys Hoskins single. And then Taylor Featherston would drive him in.
Logan Moore's in the on-deck circle. And the pitch swung on. This is lined to right field. We'll see if it stays fair. It does. And it bangs up against the right field wall. Hoskins has scored. Featherston comes through, and the Pigs lead for the first time. It's now 7-6.
And after the Featherston double, Logan Moore walked. It would be then Cam Perkins who would strike out. And then Jorge Flores would hit a sac fly to make it 8-6 Iron Pigs.
Pitch. And swung on a drill to left field. Meadows on the run will get there and make the play, but this will score Featherston on the sac fly, and the Pigs extend their lead. It's now 8-6.
Momentary confusion. I apologize for that. But the good news is the Pigs would take an 8-6 lead. And then in the bottom of, or in the top of the eighth inning, really, was when the next highlight would occur, because with two out and nobody on, J.P. Crawford would make a fantastic play at shortstop.
They'll set up away as Marriott kicks and fires, swung on a ground ball, chopped out towards short, ranging to his left, gloving in shallow center as Crawford spins, fires, got him, what a play, Crawford!
And then in the bottom of the eighth, the Pigs really salted it away when Cam Perkins would knock in a two-run double.
Right now, second and third, the 2-2 swung on a draw. It is a base hit left field. Perkins, a line drive towards the gap. One run is in. Here comes Featherston. He's going to score. Perkins going for two. The throw is not in time. It's a two-run double for Perkins. Maybe a knockout punch. It's now 10-6 Lehigh Valley.
And then, in the top of the ninth inning, the Iron Pigs brought in Mr. Reliable himself, Pat Venditti. And you know when Venditti's in, it's always a good sign for the Pigs. He got Drew Hutchinson to ground out, Christopher Bostick to ground out, and then would end the game on an Austin Meadows flyout.
Pigs with eight unanswered runs lead 10-6 in the ninth, and he kicks and he fires, swung on, popped up in the air to center. Quinn drifting over to left center. Now he will yield as Perkins comes in. He'll make the grab, ball game over. Pigs fly, Pigs fly, Pigs fly from down four runs to another victory, their fifth in a row.
Five wins in a row for the Iron Pigs. They are now 31-14 with the win. Indianapolis 24-20 with the loss. For the Pigs, 10 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Indianapolis, 6 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. The one error coming on Hutchinson when he threw the ball away, trying to pick off Roman Quinn, which would eventually lead to a run for the Iron Pigs. The Indians were 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position. They left 5 on base. The Pigs, 3-for-8 with runners in scoring position, left 4 on base. Hutchinson did not get a decision. 4 innings, 4 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, 3 home runs surrendered. Dovidas Nevaroskis gets the loss. 2 1/3 innings pitched. 2 hits, 2 runs, all earned. 1 walk and 2 strikeouts. And then Brett McKinney pitched an inning and 2/3. 3 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and a strikeout. Mark Appel went 2 2/3. 4 hits, 6 runs, all earned. 6 walks, a strikeout, and a home run. Ricardo Pinto came in and did a great job relieving Appel. 1 1/3. 1 walk and 1 strikeout. Cesar Ramos, the winning pitcher, now 4-1, went 2 innings, a walk and a strikeout. Michael Marriott got the hold, 2 innings, 3 strikeouts. And Pat Venditti finished it off in the ninth, an inning, and no numbers across the board. Time of the game, 3 hours and 5 minutes in front of 6,925 at a Coca-Cola Park. First pitch at 7:05 p.m. The Pigs now 31-14 with yet another come-from-behind win. They just keep doing it night in and night out. They're never out of it, and they're never down, not for very long. They were 6-2. They were trailing in this game. 6-2, they were trailing in this game. They go on to win it 10-6. Resiliency, power, and one heck of a bullpen for the Iron Pigs leads them to the victory.